Alive. Time to go back to that painful nightmare. Well, not before hiding the box at home, where he would have a better chance to continue searching for its secrets. When Linus finally approached the mines, a roar like a close thunder made him stop in his track. Looking up, an avalanche of stones was falling from the mountain, pouring on the entrance of the mines like a waterfall. His brother was just underneath. Linus' eyes gaping, his heart filled with terror and pain and despair, he starts to run and run and run toward the mine, screaming, "No, not my brother!" Linus reaches the mines, the last remains of the avalanche still dropping on the entrance. The whole entry to the mine was stuck with rocks and debris, grey smoke making the air blurred and heavy. Linus removes the stones with all his might, but he is too small, too weak, and there is no one there to help him. Exhausted, Linus passes out. Only the morning shift discovers this disastrous incident. With heavy hearts and no hope, the miner starts